I get asked the question all the time, like, why did you start with trash bin cleaning and now we're like an asphalt maintenance company? And we do totally different things than where we started. And I look at everything we did, it was kind of like a stepping stone. If I didn't start trash bin cleaning, I never would have had a commercial power washer. Well, then we got into commercial power washing and, you know, landing contracts to go and power wash buildings and hotels and different things with that trash bin cleaning truck. And it's like with that, then led us into our parking lot maintenance, which is where we're currently at right now and kind of our main focus of our business. But everything was just a stepping stone. Like, I had to start somewhere to get into the next service. Mm-hmm. And so take it back to 2020 when I started the trash bin cleaning company. In July, I was approached by someone to buy out their Christmas light business. And at the time, like, my only focus was residential services. Like, I thought I was going to build this company where it was like a one-stop shop for residential services. Yeah. So I was approached by him. I didn't have the capital to buy it. He wanted $100,000. I didn't have the capital to buy that from him. And I was like, well, it'd be great to add to my home service business. And in the winter, I knew that I couldn't go out and wash the trash cans with the freezing temperatures. It's like, I needed another source of income, mainly just to like survive. Like, I just needed something else to be able to pay the bills. And so I got creative and I had him work a seller financing deal on this Christmas light business. And when we started hanging Christmas lights in September, I started to realize, like, holy cow, this is a whole nother avenue of generating hundreds of thousands of dollars that I never even thought was possible. And so we started our Christmas light business. I acquired his customers, which taught me a lot in, like, acquiring someone else. I learned
how to integrate and
and it was not like at all what was sold to me or like what I expected. I mean, it was a lot hairier than, you know, you're going to get 150 clients. It's going to be smooth sailing.
They're selling you the top level of it.
When I started getting into it, I mean, I was getting like random contacts, like just shared to me like, oh, this is so-and-so, you know, they get Christmas lights put up. Here's how much they charge. And like random Excel spreadsheets and handwritten notes. And it's like this business that I just got myself into was a mess. But I look back at it now, like, had I not gotten into Christmas lights, like, that has allowed my business to grow exponentially because of the amount of money we're able to generate in three or four short months hanging Christmas lights. And so I look back at it like, was it worth it? Yes. In the moment, it was not at all what I was expecting. But then where we were able to really blow that up was I already had all these trash bin cleaning clients now. So I started in May, and by the time Christmas light season came around, you know, early fall, September, October timeframe, I started marketing to those same people. The people that are paying for convenience and the trash bin cleaning
also have that money to pay for.
Have the same money to pay for holiday lighting. Lights. And if you would have asked me, you know, in 2020, before I started hanging Christmas lights, like how much it would cost, I would have said, oh, probably like $200-$300. Mm-hmm. It's like a service that's $700, $1,000, $2,000 to get lights put up on your house. And I had no idea. So when I got into it, like, I started marketing to all of my trash bin cleaning clients, a pool of, at the time, probably 400 or 500 clients. And I remember sending out a blast text to them, and I walked away from my computer and I came back like an hour later and I had, I think, like 120 requests for bids for Christmas lights.
Wow.
And so that's where things just started to blow up. We grew our Christmas light business super quick, scaled that. And that's where we generated enough money to then be able to really take our business in 2021 to like the next level and start growing it a lot quicker.
So you started that in 2020, the Christmas lights. So that year with your trash bin cleaning, how much did you guys do total that year?
So total in revenue just from trash bin cleaning was like $35,000.
Wow. Yeah, that's not amazing. But it gave you the clients to be able to do your Christmas lights.
And then Christmas lights.
So I how think much we was did, Christmas lights?
I think that year we did like $100,000 in 3 months in Christmas lights.
That's so cool.
And so you see that, and you're like, there's so many other things.
There's so much. I mean, money can be made anywhere.
Oh, yeah, you can do anything.
Like, you can literally do anything, and there's always an opportunity. And so now it's like, okay, well, what can we do next year? Like, we actually know what we're doing now a little bit with Christmas lights. How can we start to really grow that? And my first thing was, I need a bigger clientele base from the trash bin cleaning, where I can go and acquire them for pretty cheap. And then I've got this huge database to market to my other services, my higher ticket items. And so that's where we really drove our business, was like, let's grow our trash bin cleaning business so we can have the data, have the clients, mm-hmm. market to them for the high ticket items, high profit. And that's kind of where we scaled things.
Yeah, I just recently was reading, do you know who Alex Hormozi is? Mm-hmm. Talks about that, he talked about have your mini offer and then have like your bigger ticket items. And by having that mini offer, that leads you into being able to getting these high ticket sales, because you've already built the trust from there, you've already got the clientele, and it's an easier transfer just from taking, well, I mean, in case you took like the, just try to sell the high ticket item to the customer right away. You have the mini offer. That kind mm-hmm. of
Yeah, and that's cool with your trash bin cleaning. You had all the clients coming in from that. So at the beginning of 2021, I would assume you guys kept pushing trash bin cleaning, getting all those clients. I'd assume you also had to probably winterize your truck in the winter so you could only start at a certain time.
Yeah, so we started like in March of 2021. Kind of took the off season after we were done with Christmas lights, kind of took that off season to like plan and game plan what we were going to do for 2021. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so we kind of had our three focuses: grow our trash bin cleaning to increase our clientele, utilize our truck that already has all the equipment to go and do commercial power washing jobs. That's where we started to get into that, and then continue to put gas on the fire for Christmas lights when the time came in the fall. So really just trying to build that game plan for 2021 to be as successful as we could be. And then March came around, we started our trash bin cleaning back up, and you know, slowly started growing that and getting our clients back on schedule and getting more clientele. So yeah, that started again in the spring of 21.
So what resources would you say? I mean, for someone that's trying to grow their business, scale their business, what did you do or what resources did you access that you felt like really helped you? Is there anything on the top of your head that you can think of?
Honestly, like I was just diving into content and podcasts and reels and seeing like what other business owners were doing to go and grow their service business, because at the time, like, I didn't really know what worked. Mm-hmm. And so seeing people like getting into the nitty gritty with like Facebook marketing, how to target specific people, audience groups, understanding those things, and learning, because I didn't go to school to learn any of it. So trying to learn myself from other people who've put that knowledge out there, like how to manage your books and your accounting, finding those little tips and tricks that I could try and implement early on mm-hmm. was super important for me to tap into. But I mean, it was really just self-taught. And so the resources were just finding other people that had some success and trying to mimic and copy them.